Whose opinion do you think counts the most when it comes to you, your speaking, your abilities, and every choice that you make in life? Because so many people are run by what they think others are going to feel about them, or how they're going to react or respond to the way that we act. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. And I know this is hard to get in your mind, and we constantly worry about what others are going to perceive us as, and we're constantly trying to manipulate ourselves, we're trying to mold ourselves to look like something we're really not, we're trying to act like someone we really aren't. And for what? For who? Really, ultimately, what is it? Because if you come across 10 different people in your life that you're trying to impress, or trying to mold yourself to become like, then really, that's 10 different people that you need to become, because each one of them is going to want something else from you or have a different opinion about who you should be. Do you know who the most important person you should be listening to is? You. You need to be yourself. You need to listen to yourself, and you need to learn what that is, who that is, what you want is the most important. Your opinion of you is the most important opinion there can be. And if your own opinion of yourself is that you feel you need to fit into every mold, then you're lost and you really need to find yourself. And of course, I need to make this relevant to The Voice, because people are constantly commenting on this channel how they want to sound more like this, or they want to sound more like that. We are all born different. Each and every one of us has our own abilities, skills, and talents. And what we really need to recognize is how comfortable we are with those before we can better them. And although I say you can be more resonant, you can deepen your voice, and you can be more articulate, there's only so far that can go. You can be the best, most articulate self of you. You can be the most resonant and the deepest that you can go. But you can't always be a baritone if you're a tenor. You can't be a bass if you're a soprano. There's some things you just can't change. But you need to become comfortable with them, because you have this life. And if you're going out to speak, you can't be constantly saying, oh, but I don't sound like this person, or but my voice isn't deep enough. That's not really going to help you. You need to be proud of who you are. So what is it? What is that feeling? I want you to connect with it. What is it that you're not happy about with your voice? What is it you need to change? Because you can take actual physical steps to change it, and you can be the best version of you you can be, and that means you're a success. If you can be the best version of yourself, you've accomplished such a great thing in your life. Because even the people that you might think you want to sound like might not feel that way about themselves. They might be really insecure. They might be hurting. They might be feeling like they've got to live up to some, you know, other person's view of them. But if you can be comfortable with yourself, if you can be on the right path, if you can continue to grow and use your voice to the best of its ability that you have with your instrument, with your own voice, and you can share your stories with the world, and you can feel comfortable with yourself, then you're winning. Then you're a success. So your opinion is the one that you need to feel happy with. And you need to find ways to feel comfortable with that. Do you know what you want from life? Do you know what you want from your voice? Have you thought about where you want to use it and who you want to use it around? Have you thought about the people that you're worried about or that you feel are judging you? Is it them or is it you? Have you considered that? Consider these things. They're really important for your growth and for your confidence, because people always blame their lack of confidence and their you know, under-articulated, or you know, their issues with their voice and other people and the responses they get from other people. But it's not other people, it's you. It's your life. It's your perception that needs to be changed. So how can you change your perceptions? Start by being very clear on what you want. Write it down. What do you want? What do you want to achieve? What do you want from your voice? What do you want from your life? What are you going to use it for? How is it going to impact the world? Because once you know what it is you want, you can actually aim towards it. And then only you know, because it's your opinion of yourself that matters, if you're on the path to getting what you want, to becoming successful. I just had to say that today. Thank you for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. Don't judge yourself so much. Life's far too short and you are far too valuable. Thank you for watching. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.